Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I come at you today highly frustrated. It has long been my opinion that since Columbine, since 1999, Columbine, school shooting at Columbine, there should not have been another shooting like that. And we have done nothing to prevent them. And we've had Virginia Tech, and we've had Sandy Hook, and we've had Arapahoe High, and all these other places. Now we have Uvalde, Texas, where once again, kids, children, have been killed. Because politicians won't do what they got to do. My guest facilitated something stupendous. He facilitated something great. It was sea-changing. He facilitated something called the FASTER program. And I'm going to let him explain that to you. But he is the head of the Buckeye Firearms Association. And my understanding is he's now stranded. He's an airline pilot waiting to go somewhere and fly somebody's airplane for him. But joining me now, thankfully joining me now, is the head of the Buckeye Firearms Association, and that is Jim Irvine. How do you do, sir?
Bill, it is great to be on with you, though it's horrible that we have to have this discussion again. I agree with everything you said there. It's shameful that adults haven't taken school safety seriously. We protect works of art. We protect our politicians, our CEOs, our professional athletes. We protect a stinking truck full of money that's insured with men with guns. Yet, we post a sign on a door and tell everyone, tell the worst dregs of society, our children are unprotected. Come kill them if that's what you want to do.
Did you notice the National School Board Association wanted to get National Guard protection for school board meetings? Did you see that little ditty?
Yeah, well, protect the adults, just not the kids, huh?
Right. Yeah, that was my thought. Now, the thing about Jim, though, is that Jim thinks like I do, but Jim actually did something besides talk about it. You went out and you started a program that made a difference. It makes a difference. Tell me about the FASTER program.
The FASTER Saves Lives program started after Sandy Hook. Think back to those days. Initially, that gut punch, looking at the stories, the videos of the parents, the age of the kids. I mean, we had so many before, but that one was different. It hit us all harder because of the age of those kids. And in the wake of that, we said, look, we cannot afford to keep losing our kids. And we're going to do something about it. So we partnered with John Benner down at Tactical Defense Institute, who designed the program. We had Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman come in and give a talk attended by over 400 legislators. It was one of the neatest days of my life being part of that. Having them with this raw emotion still hanging over them, having a frank discussion of violence and where we're at in our world today instead of being afraid to talk about the bad, ugly things. And then not only the problems, but the solutions, the things we can do to make it better. Whether you carry a gun or don't carry a gun, there's something all of us can do to make it better. We partnered with Dr. Brian Springer and other doctors and put together a medical program. I don't even know how many lives have been saved through our program with the medical stuff. Again, whether you love or hate guns, schools, no one's opposing medical stuff. The problem is our schools all have fire extinguishers in them, which is really cool because we haven't had a kid die in a fire in over 60 years. First half of last century, really ugly. but we got serious about fires. We put in fire extinguishers and a whole bunch of other stuff, and we haven't had a kid die of fires. All of our schools have AEDs in them. Almost all our schools have EpiPens in them. We have things to save kids when life, they cannot wait for outside help to get in there. Yet, we don't have armed staff to protect those kids, which, again, they can't wait, as we saw yesterday, till help gets in there. They're dead before it happens. And that's the ugly reality. And I know, teachers don't want to carry guns. Yeah, you're right. Most of them don't. The vast majority of them don't. There's nothing wrong with someone who doesn't want to do this. Absolutely nothing. They're awesome people. They're really good at what their job is. They didn't sign up for this. Just like I didn't sign up for stuff when I became an airline pilot 30 years ago. But you know what? On 9/11, my world changed. And we took drastic steps to change it. In Columbine, the education world changed, but most educators stuck their head in the sand and said, yeah, we don't think it'll happen here. Well, guess what? I've talked to people from Arapahoe. I've talked to people from Parkland. I've talked to people from Sandy Hook or Newtown and other places, and none of them ever thought they would have it would happen there. No one thinks it's going to happen to them. Never. But it's just like car accidents. I guarantee you there's going to be some horrible car accidents in the next week. I just can't tell you when and where. But we know it's going to happen. It's just math.
Sure.
We're going to have more school killings. And especially coming out of the pandemic, we've got all of our mental health experts say, man, this lockdown and all of the COVID stuff we did, that is really bad for drug addictions. That's really bad for mental health issues. That's really bad for suicides. Well, guess what? Our active killers have a very close association with mental health issues and suicides. We've been growing them for 2 years. And if we're not doing something more than we've ever done, it's going to hurt more than it ever has. It's just getting started. Not my words. This is what all our nation's experts on this say. So we got to start doing something. The Faster Saves Lives program was put together by our experts. We have been working with schools in Ohio and throughout the country for about a decade. We've trained ballpark 3,000 people in 300 districts in 20 states. No one has done anything close to this, and it's because our foundation has funded it. Now the state of Ohio helps fund it, and we had a law that worked with it. And we worked with schools, and we showed them how this works with stuff. We had school resource officers. Oh, that's crazy. They shouldn't be doing that. You're trying to take our job. We're like, no, come on out to the training. Train with your school staff. We want you here. They were reluctant at first. Now they're begging to get into class because they see the training we were giving them is better than what they had in law enforcement stuff. And they're like, every police officer should be required to go through this stuff. We're like, yeah, go ahead. Make the state require it. We're happy to offer it. But and it's cool because today – the schools that have done well and have been doing this for years, their local sheriff, I've got like multiple schools. The sheriff was opposed to this idea. They didn't, or the school has to browbeat them into, you know, doing the annual quals, but they do it, and then they see, holy cow, these school staff outshoot my sheriff deputies. And so then they're like, hey, you guys can't be together. I don't want you embarrassing my deputies. But then he got smart, and he goes, hey, you know what? I want you training with my deputies. We're going to qual all on the same day because you're going to embarrass them, and I'm going to shame them into performing as good as teachers. And today, what you have is a friendly competition between the law enforcement and the school staff on which team can outshoot the other team. We have raised the level of competence, of education, of training, of skill in both our law enforcement and our school staff. The entire community wins every single day, even when nothing goes wrong. Everybody is safer because we've raised that level of training. And if event day comes to those schools, guess what? Our law enforcement and our school staff already know together. They already work together. They've been training together for years. That is the beauty of this program and what it does. It is the coolest thing I have ever been involved with outside of raising my own four kids. It's awesome.
We're going to have to cover it. We got a lot of stuff to cover in the next three segments. Coming up on the first break, how do people find out about Buckeye Firearms and the FASTER program?
FASTER Saves Lives. It's FASTERSavesLives.org. FASTER is an acronym, Faculty Administrator Safety Training and Emergency Response. The bottom line is we are sick and tired of our kids going to school and getting slaughtered. Our grandparents 80 years ago said enough of this to fires. They made changes and got it done. It's time for today's parents to step up and force schools to take these steps and get. If your school doesn't have trauma kits in it, tourniquets, compression bandages, and chest seals, they're negligent. It's a horrible, awful word, but that's what they are. The adults are legally and morally duty-bound to protect those children in their care. They better start taking that job seriously, or we're going to see more news stories like yesterday.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are right now in the middle of a nation that is asking a bunch of questions. Why? The biggest question of why the way it should be applied is not why was he able to buy this gun, because they didn't do anything about him. Why did this happen? This happened because there's gun-free zones, which means that's free-for-all. We need to be asking, why does it continue to happen, and why isn't the right thing being done? And to join me to try to address this from the Buckeye Firearms Association is Jim Irvine. In Texas, my understanding is that 30% of the Texas schools allow teaching staff to be armed.
I don't know what the percentage, but I know Texas really led the nation on this. We get all this play because we've done more than anyone else. But the reality is Texas was doing this before we were. They're one of the leaders in it. The Herald School District up in the Panhandle really led the way in the nation, as far as I know, on this stuff. So it's their law allows it, and I know a lot of schools down there do. And there's training programs down there that are good, and I know some of the law enforcement work with their schools and stuff. So it's frustrating anytime this happens, but especially when you're like, man, why not there? And I haven't heard anything. Did that school have armed staff, or was this one that didn't? Did the killer know that? I don't know. What I do know from looking at these in the past is, outside of a program like yours, where you're really interested in digging in and talking stuff, you watch, I don't care whether it's CNN or NBC or Fox News or whoever, I think over half of what you've heard in the last 24 hours is false. And that's not an exaggeration. I really believe that from past experiences on stuff. And I've told media that in interviews with national media, and because they're like, well, cause I don't watch the TV on stuff like this. I will read the reports later on when everybody forgot about those little kids that died, because I want to know what really happened, not all of the false stories that are reported today. But I have heard that the school resource officer engaged him before he ever entered the building. Did he hit him? Did the guy have, did he continue through it? All indications I've seen are this guy was not our typical active killer. They're usually cowards. They usually fold right away. This guy apparently did not. This guy apparently fought back. He barricaded. He did stuff that we haven't had other ones to do.
Right. But the latest word I heard on this is that a member of the Border Patrol that was part of their special weapons teams, part of their little special units that would deal with certain things if it get really hairy on the border, he saw it happen. He heard it happening, and he went into the building and dealt with him, and he got wounded.
And he continued, he went in without backup, he went in alone,
right.
He did, like what Ron Borst terms, solo, a solo officer, responding, solo officer life-saving others, S-O-L-O.
Right.
But he's, this idea that we are going to wait for backup, folks, that hasn't been done in a decade. If this is what your police department's doing, they're a decade out of sync, out of date. If your doctor is prescribing medicine based on what they were doing for cancer 10 years ago, that's malpractice. If your sheriff or your law, city law enforcement are still pushing this stuff that is a proven failed idea, it is done. Yeah, I know. After Columbine, we came up with, and I say we, I mean we as Americans. I'm not a SWAT guy. I'm not a military guy. I haven't done this stuff. But I've learned from these guys. They came up with, they trained all of the officers across the country. We spent, I don't know, untold millions training them. All right, the first guys on scene, they're going to join up, and we're going to form a wedge or a quad or a diamond, and they're going to go in and solve the problem. And it sounded so cool. The problem is it has never once worked. It's a failed idea. And so the solo officer, that's the only thing that really has regularly worked, or the armed individual, the concealed carry license holder, the school staff member, the whatever, who's worked on it. An interesting stat we had thrown at us is, look, there's no big massive killing. There's none of these active killings where at least 10 people have died where somebody inside was able to stop it. And we went, yeah, he's right on that. He's right, man. That one, you're stumbling on how to respond to that. But then you sit back and think about it, and I'll tell you the reason why. no huge, massive killing has ever been stopped on from somebody, an armed person on the inside. It's because it never gets to be that if there's someone like that on the inside. The only way you can kill more than 10 people is if there's nobody there to stop them. And
well,
that's what we have.
The other thing is that, you know, first of all, they have the initiative. And when they go and pick a school where they don't have a school resource officer, which that actually works pretty good. School resource officers seem to work pretty good. Armed teachers work better. If you had both, then you just about have, you've got the perfect thing. But the problem is since the shooter is the one that is taking the initiative, then you have response time. And I don't remember who did the study, but I think there's going to be an average, a low average, four people are going to die for every minute that shooter is allowed to operate uninterrupted.
Ron Borsch, yep, you're exactly right. That's the numbers he came up with, oh, shoot, probably 15 or more years ago.
Yeah.
And that's what got rid of the law enforcement. That's what pushed law enforcement into a single officer response versus waiting on tactical teams and doing all this other stuff. And, he's our logo actually has... If you go to our website, thefastersaveslives.org, and you look at our logo, it's got a little stopwatch on it. And that's a nod to Ron Borsch, who calculated exactly what you just said. So you got a kid getting shot about every 7-8 seconds.
Yeah.
And half of those kids are going to die.
And I don't know where
when
this...
somebody tells you police response is 3 minutes away, I'm sorry.
Saying goodbye to 12 kids
is not acceptable answers.
The other thing that I've heard is that in the incidents where they wait on the police to come to a rampage killing to try to intervene at the rampage killing, the incidence of loss of life is somewhere north of 18, where with an armed citizen on hand, it's 2.5, which the Clackamas Mall incident proved that because 2.5 people died, and then he ran into Nick Melly.
Yeah, and that's I don't know. I've heard that study, but I don't remember exactly who did it or the stuff behind it. So
yeah,
but it's I can't dispute any of that. I mean,
well, I'm sure it's gone up. I'm sure that 18 plus number has gone up. I tell you what, we're coming up on the next break. Let's continue with this. Speaking with Jim Irvine from Buckeye Firearms, when I called him today and I said I need you to come on because I'm pissed, he said, I'll be there because I am too. But he's actually doing things about it. And this could be adopted tomorrow. This could be adopted by any school board out there today, tomorrow. And yet they don't. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says a Border Patrol officer killed the gunman in yesterday's school shooting in Uvalde. The shooting left 19 children and 2 adults dead, and there were 17 people injured with non-life-threatening wounds. The Republican governor saying the gunman had no criminal record and reminding everyone,
we need to realize that people who think that, well, maybe we could just implement tougher gun laws, it's going to solve it. Chicago and L.A. and New York disproved that thesis. And so if you're looking for a real solution, Chicago teaches that what you're talking about is not a real solution. Our job is to come up with real solutions that we can implement.
During a Senate hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray saying the FBI is involved in the investigation. USA Radio News. Baby formula flown over from Germany is arriving at an airport outside of Washington, D.C. First Lady Jill Biden and Surgeon General Vivek Murphy are on the tarmac to greet the arrival of the second shipment brought over under Operation Fly Formula. This as lawmakers want answers to the national shortage of baby formula.
The current formula shortage has real consequences. Babies and children are suffering. Parents are nervous wrecks trying to get this.
Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette opening a House hearing and arguing the crisis is having a disproportionate impact on low-income families. Johnny Depp is testifying about photos taken on his honeymoon with ex-wife Amber Heard in the final week of his defamation trial against her. The court showed a photo of the couple on the Orient Express from Bangkok to Singapore that had been earlier seen in the trial. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I never, ever, ever think that the solution to what ails this nation has anything to do with you giving up any of your rights. And I still don't today. Because what happened today was a pure and simple evil act that I think the Democrats knew was going to happen. Joining me now is Jim Irvine, rejoining me now, Jim Irvine from Buckeye Firearms Association. Do you think that one of the reasons that these programs, these known-to-work programs, because one is a set of volunteers that trains to a higher level of gun handling capability than the cops, and then there's, you know, school resource officers. In those areas where these things are combined or they have one or the other, where it's proven to work, and yet it hasn't been adopted nationwide, do you think, and bear with me on this one because I'm angry enough to say this, do you think that the Democrats count on this kind of thing?
Well, we do know that within hours, while they're still looking for bodies, every town had commercials running on national TV.
Yeah.
Because what's important to them is the political aspects out of this. I don't even know words to describe how disgusting that is. I mean, to them, it's an opportunity to push their radical agenda. They need the kids to die to push this nonsense. It's just sick. It's disgusting. It's revolting. I don't know how else to say that. How anyone can do that? It just, they don't have a soul. But it's who they are, and it's they're always ready. Just like Bloomberg did the same thing after Sandy Hook. He had stuff ready and waiting for the event to happen, and just laid it into place with the raw emotion and lies to people about, hey, you know, support your, you know, say your condolences, do this to build an email list. And then he uses that to send people out and engage in politics. It's just absolutely wrong. He really doesn't care when our kids die. That's who he is.
Well, I mean, that's
who his ilk are. They're different.
That's opportunity.
As you and I could be.
That's opportunity. Now, interestingly enough, for whatever reason, you know, I thought that the Buffalo shooting. I thought the Buffalo grocery store shooting was going to be the one they were going to try to make some bones with, despite the fact that they didn't make any bones. They didn't even attempt it because of, I guess, the political leanings with the Subway shooting and that happened in New York and those kind of things. All of these types of shootings are preventable, aren't they?
They are, and it's interesting because it's... when we look at the big gun control pushes, any of the gun legislation, it's the schools that change it. Columbine still reverberates 20-plus years later. In Vegas, some dude shot over almost 600 people, 598 I think it was, just shy of 600 people. It goes away so quickly, but then Parkland happens, and a bunch of teenagers get shot, and it changes the world again. And we're still hearing about that, and we're going to hear about this for many years. But sadly, too few people are discussing how we can stop these events once they start.
Well, I mean, we got to make schools a hard target, don't we? We've got to make them a target that is not only a hard target, but it's got to advertise that it is a hard target and not put up these stupid gun-free zone signs, don't we?
We do. It's a sign on the door does not help protect the kids. And I joke with the schools. I'm like, so you don't have, you've got a drug policy? They're like, well, of course, yeah. We have a zero tolerance on drugs. I'm like, so you've never had any drug issues in your schools? Oh, yeah, we've had a lot of problems. We've had this, we've had that. It's been a nightmare for them. I'm like, well, I don't understand. You got a policy. I'm like, so, but you think your no guns policy is going to solve all of that? They're like, well, we hope so, because we don't tolerate guns. We don't have guns in the building. And I remember one, I was at a school board meeting, and we're going back and forth on this, and they just weren't getting it. I turned around to the school resource officer, who I did not know from Adam, who's at this meeting in whatever capacity he is, and I said, sir, in your professional law enforcement experience, do the people who buy, use, sell, traffic drugs, do those people ever carry firearms? And he laughed, and he goes, all of them, all the time. You guys better be listening to Jim. He's exactly right. And it's funny because one of the ladies on the school board still refused to believe that there's never been a firearm in their building. And ironically, I know a three that were in that room when she made the comment, but because she can't see them, she can't fathom that it exists. And to me, that, look, I get that on a certain level, but it's a childish thing. Children, like, out of sight, out of mind. We know that, right? But the idea of saying, well, I don't think cancer's real because I've never seen it. How insane of a comment is that? And, look, if you want to believe that stuff, that there's no guns in our school because we've got a policy, I don't care what you believe, but if you're not mature enough to address this issue and the reality of it, then you have no business being in charge of other people's children. None.
You know, the other thing that I've run into now, I've never had a child. I have not been in a public school since my youngest son graduated from high school. And he's 31 years old now. So instead, after the Charleston Emmanuel shooting, I talked to some people in the clergy that I knew about. And the attitude that I got from them was that, you know, it's just so horrible to think about having to have guns in the sanctuary. And I looked at him and I said, is it more horrible to think about having them than it is to look at your flock and see that it has been culled by a crazy person? Which is more horrible? How much of that do you run into with the FASTER program where they get out there and say, it's just so horrible to think about having had guns around the children?
Well, first of all, can I get an amen? You are absolutely right. And, yeah, we hear that all the time from churches and from schools. And, look, I've had good friends of mine, men of the cloth, say that exact same thing to me, that they just can't deal with this violence. They're pacifists. Look, still a wonderful, awesome person, and I consider a friend. But he's just wrong on this issue. And look, I've been wrong on way more than my share. But I don't have the right to endanger other people's lives, and especially children in my care and custody, because I'm not mature enough to address these really ugly issues. And they are ugly, and I get that it's revolting to go through this stuff. I get it. It is. It makes me sick sometimes. I just need to step away. But if we don't do it, how on earth do we look at those innocent faces and tell them, hey, trust me on what I'm going to teach you, on education, on anything. Come to me if you have a problem. If there's a problem with mommy or daddy or somebody's boyfriend or girlfriend that's abusing you, you can talk to the school staff. We are here for you. We tell our children that, but we don't address their number one cause of death in our schools, violence. We don't appropriately do it. And that's,
well,
that
on.
Is a failing on our adults.
Yeah, hang on right there. Jim, we got one more break to get through. I'm very happy to have Jim here with me throughout the hour, because this is enough. I've had enough. I've had enough of seeing this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Speaking with Jim Irvine from the Buckeye Firearms Association. Have you seen all of the political score points they've been trying to score with us? You see Beto going to the Abbott's news conference and interrupt it to score some points so he only loses by 20 points.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, we haven't buried the children yet. I'm not even sure they've identified them all yet. They hadn't this morning. It's that you know what? That's who they are. But it's important for us. Don't stoop to their level. Don't go play that game. It's wrong, and almost everybody knows it. And those who don't know it, they don't matter. They just don't matter. Forget about them. Move on.
Biden's out there doing it. Schumer's going to hold a vote. Or maybe he isn't. I don't know. Maybe he isn't. I don't know what he's going to do with that. This is the thing, though. This is the thing. This is just like everything they do. And this is why I say what I say. All they're about is elections, the Democrats. And the Republicans, to a large degree, except I don't know if the Republicans ever putting in place any policies that endangered the most precious part of our society. So the Democrats, when they get out there, this has to be, I mean, they must be having a really good time. They've been back. And did you see the hypocrisy coming out of the NBA? Those guys that have been backing BLM, and they've been backing defund the police, and now they want gun control too.
Yeah. Because defunding the police is going to help get them there faster when we really need them, right?
I don't think so.
Their ideas are absolutely insane. I mean, it's just no person with a sane mind can understand things and look at it and rationalize it and think, oh, well, yeah, that makes sense. That'll help us. That'll solve our problem. It just doesn't. You know, we don't know all the details of this yet, but like I've been saying for years, Sandy Hook, you know, well, if there were no AR-15s, he couldn't have committed that crime. Like, yeah, he would have. And they're like, no, we couldn't have. I'm like, look, I'll make you God. You can do gun control, only you can actually make it work because you're God. You can ban every gun. You can confiscate every gun, every hidden gun, everything, every round of ammunition. And because you're God, you can even make sure that no man ever conceives of the concept of a firearm ever again. You still haven't stopped Sandy Hook. And they're like, well, yeah, you have. I'm like, no, Understand you're dealing with an individual who violated the two most sacred covenants in our society. He murdered his own mother, and he went and slaughtered a bunch of children who'd never done anything to him. Someone who's going to do that is going to make you feel their rage. If there's no guns available, he's going to drive a truck through the wall and pour gas on those kids and then toss a flare on them.
Yep.
And people are, oh, my God, do you think that would ever happen? I'm like, it's not even a new or novel idea. It's already happened. Look at Luby's cafeteria. Look at the terrorists. It happens again and again and again. Do I think it's going to happen again? Yes. Do I think it's going to happen in a school? Yes. It is going to happen. The question is, what are you going to do about it when it does? What training do you have to deal with someone coming into your building and killing your kids? And guess what? Radios and cameras and videos and buzzers don't stop the killer inside your building with a gun. None of it does. It provides photos later on so we can see how and where and when he killed our kids. That's all it gets you. It's not good enough for me. And I don't think it's good enough for any parent who's ever lost a kid or any parent who has a kid who they don't want to lose. It is time that we address this in a serious adult manner and make our schools safe, just like you laid out at the very beginning of this program.
Well, the thing's going to have to be understood is that, violence has its place. And when violence is introduced into innocence, the only way you're going to protect innocence is to introduce hyperviolence in defense of that. And getting out here and, it all being about feelings and the appearance and the this's and that's and going after a bunch of people that didn't do anything. There's there's got to be 120, 130 million gun owners today who hurt no one. And going after them and going after their rights in the interim. I mean, I hope they enjoy this. I do. I hope they enjoy this because I hope some Republicans get enough, find a spine and get out there and say, we've been doing things your way a long time. Now, in Texas, this did not happen in one of the schools where the armed teachers were. Why didn't that happen? And I'd love to find out what the school board around Uvalde looks like and all this other stuff and find out why they didn't have a school resource person there and all this other stuff. I'd love to find that out. And, normally it's about money. They don't want to spend the money.
It's sad. We spend money on all of this other stuff. We can spend money on all of this social nonsense. But we can't spend the money that it takes to keep our children safe.
Yeah,
and look, for the parents out there, you know what? It's time to get involved. It's time to insist politely. You're not going to make any progress yelling in fits of rage on this stuff. But keep polite pressure on your school board. It is time that they seriously address this issue. What do they have to stop a killer who's broken into the building? Not how they're going to keep them from happening. But because everybody has plans, like Mike Tyson, everybody's got a plan until you get punched in the mouth.
Right.
What's your plan for when he's in the building, walking down, about to kill a whole classroom of people? And if you don't have a plan for that, you're negligent. The school has a legal and moral duty to protect those in their care, just like I do my passengers on an airplane. This week,
I mean,
it's the exact same thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
you've got to protect them. And there's no asterisk, unless you have an engine failure, unless the weather's really bad. No, I have to see through whatever danger comes up. You know what? Active killers are a foreseeable danger. They have got to have something to deal with there, and especially they got to have the medical care to deal with it. So keep the polite pressure on and work. And we can change our school system just like we did with the fire stuff. And you know what? The fire guys, hats off to them. 60 years, K through 12, every public school in our country has not lost a single child to a fire in 60 years. How awesome is that? Do I think we're going to get there in violence? Not anytime soon. But we dang well better start trying and start down that road and start learning our lessons of redundant overlapping layers of protection. Build it all in. Nothing is a panacea. Nothing works all the time. But you need those multiple layers. That's how the fire guys work. That's how our doctors work in our ERs. That's how we work in the airline industry. It's time that our schools, why are our educators the last ones to learn? It just drives me nuts.
Well, the other thing is that educators can learn how to carry a gun. They can learn how to shoot a gun just like anybody else. Being an educator, being a teacher does not stop your ability to pick up other additional skills. They all drive to work. They all cook dinner. They haven't killed themselves inadvertently, taken a bath or anything. So they can handle a weapon. And the FASTER program, if you want to do something that is unseen, that's the FASTER program. Or you could go out and hire a bunch of veterans and let them kid up and let them stay with the school for a 20-year career. The kids will get used to them. They would get used to them. But that's the only way you're going to prevent a rampage killer taking on a school is to make it a hard target, to make it something that he cannot possibly succeed at. And, you know, he'll probably go look for something else. Adam Lanza did that, right? He went to one school, and there was a school resource officer. So he went to Sandy Hook, because there wasn't one there.
Yep.
Yep. So, anyway. Yeah.
Our killers are evil, crazy, whatever people.
Yep.
But don't call them insane, because it's a calculated thing, and they've thought about how to be successful, and they've been successful. Don't call them insane and put them down when you haven't done. What's insane is not addressing the real threat that's out there. That's the ones that are insane.
Yep. Check it out. I'm about to run out of time, Jim. I hope you catch your flight. I hope everything goes well, and thank you for taking the time to join me today.
Bill, thank you so much for the opportunity. Thanks for helping everybody understand this issue. God bless you and yours and everybody out there. If they want to learn more, Faster Saves Lives is the website, or email me, jim@fastersaveslives.org.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. She returns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.